USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is visiting the Ukrainian port city of Odessa amid Russia's ongoing invasion of the country. Guterres explaining the importance of allowing ships to travel through the Black Sea.
Getting more food and fertilizer out of Ukraine and Russia is crucial to further calm commodity markets and lower prices.
The United States is expected to see a warmer than normal fall. That's according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center. It released its projections this week, which also say a good portion of the country won't see as much precipitation as normal. This is especially true for Colorado, Utah, Missouri, and Illinois. The warm weather is expected to stick around out west and in the northeast. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Florida is taking action against voter fraud.
The first major public move from the new election police unit in Florida has arrested and is in the process of arresting nearly 2 dozen people for voter fraud during the 2020 general election. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis speaks at a news conference at the Broward County Courthouse in South Florida.
Through our Office of Election Crimes and Security, in conjunction with the Attorney General's Office and FDLE, the state of Florida has charged and is in the process of arresting 20 individuals across the state for voter fraud.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The last victim who was found in a big rig with dozens of illegal immigrants in Texas is out of the hospital. More than 50 people died in the incident while many others were rushed to the emergency room. A federal grand jury in San Antonio indicted both the driver and his alleged helper. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A rare death of a child is being investigated in Nebraska.
A child has died from a suspected infection of a brain-eating amoeba in Nebraska. If confirmed, it will be the first known death from it in the state. The Douglas County Health Director stated that the child had gone swimming in the Elkhorn River and began showing symptoms 5 days later.
Right now, the CDC is in possession of tests to further confirm that this was indeed caused by Naegleria fowleri. And right now, we are urging the public to simply be aware and to take precautions when they are being exposed to any warm, freshwater lakes, streams, ponds. Those types of sources are really where you're going to see your highest risk.
For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Chicken wings are now cheaper than they were before the COVID pandemic. The Department of Agriculture saying the average wholesale price of a pound of wings fell to less than $1.70 in July, the lowest since 2018. This comes after a dramatic uptick in prices in 2020, partly due to labor shortages and surging demand for poultry. The eyes of the NASCAR world will be on Watkins Glen, New York, for another road race this weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.